Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yes, he did it for Pastor Lebo Mashile. He will do it for you now. Mzalwane, ungapheli moya, ungagivapi, and ungayikondemi, ungayiblami. Ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi sometimes izinto mezenzeka ezimpilweni zethu, sithatha izinto zadala bese sifuna ukuyifaka kule mpilo entsha uNkulunkulu asiphe yona. Izwi liyasho ukuthi uma uzalwe kabusha uyisidalwa esisha, okwakudala kuyandlula, manje sowuqala ukuphila impilo entsha. So iphile le mpilo entsha, we enjoy, we thokozele. Isikhathi ke sithi 14 after 4 o'clock, siyakubingelela, siyakwamukela, njoba sizongena kwi discussion nesingajabula kakhulu ukuthi nawe ungaba ingxenye yale ngxoxo yanamuhla. Sisaqhubeka sikhuluma nge spiritual growth, angithi mfundisi.
Yebo, yebo.
Yebo, ngoba asifuni ukuthi siyithole sisendaweni eyodwa. Sithi siyakholwa unabo ma 20 years, unabo ma 10 years, unabo ma 5 years, kodwa uma uthi uyabuka ukuthi ngokomoya so kuphi, hey nawe uze nje yazi uyifilele uthi hayi man dala ngila kanti ngikhula nini ukuze nami ngifike angazi ukuthi ufika kwisiphi stage. Anyway, yeah, so siyesa ixoxa last week ukuthi kuyini ukukhula ngokomoya. So today siyaqhubeka ke sibuka umkhuleko and nezwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi uma siphila ngalokho okubili kungasiza kanjani ukuthi siqhubeke sikhule spiritually. Sawubona.
Sawubona sesi, unjani?
Hayi, nifukile.
Uphukile, hayi nami nifukile. Nithela ndi go hello kava yingiseri and a great Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all the women out there. Ngiyatsemba ukuthi it was not empty, maybe there was some breakfast in bed. Those yawakhumbula lama card lawa siwabhala sibhala love to look since you tear it from the paper.
Yeah.
It's so meaningful when it comes from your child, whether it's a toddler or just your child.
Yeah.
It's the thought that counts.
That counts. Yeah.
So ngiyatsemba ke ukuthi bo mama they were spoiled, they received all those messages. Ngiyawathanda mina those lengthy messages kungabing lawa ema chain. When somebody takes time akubaleli message, I appreciate those ones than those the way you press forward and you pull forward to everybody.
Yeah.
They don't carry a meaning. Rather let it be 3-4 lines but from the heart. I appreciate those ones. And ngiyatsemba ke kunebalaleli bomake emakhaya, they've received messages, gifts, flowers and whatever. Even if you did not receive anything, look, it does not take away from the fact that you are a mother. Being a mother is more than gifts and compliments. You are because you are.
Yebo.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Ngiyababongela bonke abomama ngalo umyalezo omuhle, umyalezo onamandla. Yeah, siyaqhubeka ngathi nakulolu suku sibuka indaba ye spiritual growth. Ngaphambi kokuthi ke sizoyibuka, ngicela ukubuza ukuthi iyini irelationship between prayer nezwi likaNkulunkulu?
Sure. Sese, those two are like tongue and saliva.
Yeah.
They cannot, one cannot exist without the other.
Mm-hmm.
Uthandazani ma ungalazi izwi, because he said he has exalted his word above his name.
Yeah.
Actually, prayer, it's in my notes, but maybe let me go ahead of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer, it's returning back God's words to him to fulfill it depending on the part of your life that you are in at that time or what you need at that time. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness and they needed water, he was that water. He was the living waters.
Yeah.
When they needed bread, according to the situation at that time, he was the bread for of life.
Wow.
When you need healing,
yeah,
there's a scripture that says he's the balm of Gilead. He's the greatest physician.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Junaid Smith when she was sick with cancer. I know God to be a doctor in the sick room.
Mm.
So he is what he is. Like he said to Moses, I am who I am at every situation. When we do not have the word, Ceci, we go to prayer and we pray a prayer that is called praying amiss. Because we are just bringing emotions. Those are the things that I want to cover today.
Yeah.
We are just bringing emotions. I hope because I started with prayer and not the word. If we do not cover it, we'll definitely cover it next week. But those things go together. Whereby where you go, when you go to God in the place of prayer, you are returning back his promises and his word back to him. You are returning back the glory. When he was teaching the disciples, he says, he starts by giving back glory to the Father. Hallowed be thy name. And then there is request. Then there is protection. There is peace. There is forgiveness. All those things are aligned in the place of prayer. And in order to pray effectively, you cannot pray. It's I hlukanga ne enchantment. If you go to the place of prayer and you just pray, hey, sizothini nkulunkulu awuboni, you're speaking just cultural sayings. Uyabona musiveliti nesakhula kuso. Those are just cultural sayings. That is not the word. That is not the prayer that is taught according to scripture. What does the scripture say about prayer? How do we learn kubandla bafana nabo Elijah? How do we learn to banda bofana nabo Moses? Because in this life we are in a journey. Moses is a blueprint of how to go to God concerning every circumstance of your life.
Sizoyi unpack. Ngicela ukuthi sindlule ngala bese siyaqhubeka ngayo.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook.
Thank you for choosing us as your daily companion. Visit radiopulpit.co.za for spiritual fuel for the journey.
Sijula ngezwi, sicwila ezwini njoba ke today siqhubeka la sibuka spiritual growth and then sibuka nanokuthi umkhuleko nezwi likaNkuluNkulu kusiza ngayiphi indlela ekutheni sikwazi ukuthi sikhule eyintweni ezigamoya ngoba uma ungekho emoyeni ngeke uyiunderstand izinto zikamoya, so ingakho kumele uhlezi ukhula spiritually. Okay, asi unpack mfundisi.
Sesi, allow me to first encourage mothers on this Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And go and speak to them a little bit, just a little bit. You know, as I was preparing, I was like, I cannot be silent about it, even though the power of a praying mother, the power and the effective prayers of a mother. You know, God has a special place and very compassionate towards mothers. God is moved by their pain, their tears. He has jealous love, actually, for mothers. When mothers cry, heaven listens. When mothers cry in prayer, heaven answers. Quickly on the book of Luke 17:13, I want to go and relate a story of a young man who died, and Jesus, seeing the mother weep, had compassion towards her. It says, and when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. I want you to go and note with me, Ceci, that the Bible says when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. But the Bible tells us that there was a large crowd, and this large crowd was also noticed by Jesus. I want to believe that the family and the uncles and the neighbors and the community were weeping over this young man. But my Bible says, loko Yesu avona emaki wa ngwana, when Jesus saw the mother weeping, he was touched. It makes the difference when the mother is the one crying on behalf of the child. The church can pray for the child. Family members can pray. But when God sees the mother of the child crying, the mother of the child praying, it's a different ball game. When mothers touch down, when their knees touch to the ground in prayer, it touches God. He didn't give us just a delicate assignment to raise our children. He knows that raising a child in a way he should go goes beyond human capabilities. Therefore, he stands closer to women to listen to the prayers, the cryings and the prayer of mothers, because they are chief divine intercessors of their children. When Jesus saw the mother weeping, he was touched with compassion. In these words, I just want to say to mothers, God stands closer to you to listen to your cryings and your prayers, because he has appointed you as the chief intercessor for your children. He listens to you and is compassionate towards your crying. Let us go straight and recap on last week's word. The responsibility component of spiritual growth, mm-hmm. is what we spoke about last week, that yeah. salvation is not the hardest part that people struggle with once they are convicted, mm-hmm. but we camp at the station of just being born again, and we do not know how to move from there, and we have left the responsibility of our growth to pastors, to churches, to our partners, to our parents, and we feel stuck. They testify week after week, God has done this, God has done that. They become more passionate in prayer. 1, 2, 3, these people are prophesying and praying. What's wrong with me? There is a quote that says, even though it refers to personal development, there's a quote that says, no one can walk the journey for development for us, but we ourselves must walk the journey. No one may and no one can. When it comes to your growth, it becomes your responsibility. And last week, I spoke about these three components that gives in, or rather be the building blocks or the foundations of your growth, which is the word, prayer, and fellowship. Today, I want to go and speak deeply on the ministry of prayer and the word, even though we might largely touch on prayer because of time. This is a scripture that I read last week on the 1 Timothy 4:15, when Paul is mentoring umfana omncane uTimothy. Uthi Paul kuTimothy, give yourself wholly to these things, and your profiting shall appear unto all. I want to take Timothy, even though becoming an age, I want to take it as if it's somebody who was young in the Lord, because you can be old but young in the Lord. Another version says, ponder these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident to all. Meaning that this is a blueprint. If you give yourself holy to these things, there is no way your profiting will not come. There is no way you will not see progress. There is no way your spiritual growth will not be evident first to you and to everyone around you. And I said last week, what are these things? What are these things that uTimothy, as a young boy starting out, whether at a church or starting out in your spiritual journey, what are these things that you must give yourself holy unto? The Bible tells us in many ways than one that it is the ministry of prayer and the word. Please allow me to build my foundation on the below scriptures. Luke 11 verse 1. It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. I wonder what kind of prayer Jesus was making all these years bahambe naye, to a point where bazibambisana izandla babukana, and they said to themselves, Lord, yes, we have been with you, but teach us to pray like John taught his disciples. Then he spoke a parable in Luke 18:1. He spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart. There's a song in my language that says, Ni jonzise kukhongela ni kusitolovela, eshundleni sham khongelo. Because for as long as you are man and you face the vicissitudes of life and you desire to grow and see the upper hand of God in your life, these are the these are the key requests. Instead of making requests of power in any other things, these are the key requests to say, teach us how to pray. Why? Because men always ought to pray. The Bible says, is anyone among you in trouble, in hardship, suffering, or afflicted, let them pray. The Bible does not say let them discuss, let them call their friends, let them write on their status on social media. If you are afflicted, are you in sickness? Affliction can mean just about anything. Is anybody in hardship? Is anybody afflicted, in trouble? Let him pray. James 5:16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Because the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I love the AMP that says, therefore, confess your sins to one another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. The heartfelt and persistent prayer. Heartfelt. Persistent. What kind of prayer builds up a believer? Heartfelt, from the heart, persistent, not once off, not prayer as a fire brigade because there's a sickness in the house, because, oh, you remembered that, oh, by the way, I am born again. The kind of prayer that produces a powerful believer who continues to grow is one that is heartfelt, from the heart, persistent, continuously. Prayer of a righteous man, a believer, is able to accomplish much. Prayer is the highest form of humility. It is the highest form of admitting to God that on my own I am insufficient. Unqandweni uthi ngiyahluleka uma ngingedwa, athi ayihambeki le ndlela uma wena ungekho. Prayer is the highest form of admitting our limitations, because if you stumble on a day that you did not pray to, there is just a lot of vicissitudes of life that you meet along the way. The Bible tells us that there are errors that fly by day. David says that, I am hiding under the shadow of your wings. Therefore, I will not become a victim of the deadly pestilence that stalks in darkness, even the afflictions that lay waste at noonday. Therefore, prayer is a necessity for a believer to shield us, to protect us, to guide us, and in all our everyday life. Why do we pray? What are the benefits of prayer in a life of a believer? A believer that is dedicated to growth, longevity, and staying in power in this kingdom, Perth. The first assignment of prayer, Ceci, I think people would want to believe that is for making requests. The first assignment of prayer is for a lot of us, is for give me, is of what God can give me.
Yeah.
But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom. But our prayer is always about asking.
Mm.
But the first assignment of prayer is for transformation.
Wow.
As Jesus was praying, the Bible says in Luke 9:29, and as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed. Another version says his countenance began to change. Because the first assignment, or the first thing that the prayer does to a believer, is to change you. It becomes a mirror that begins to transform your appetite, that begins to transform your attitude. It begins to give you the gifts which are called the fruits of the Spirit. The first assignment of prayer is you. Transformation, transforming your mind, transforming your spirit, transforming your walk, transforming the way you speak, transforming the way you respond, even to situations, turning you into a stronger believer. Secondly, it is for warfare and intercession. The Bible says our spiritual weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through Christ into pulling down of strongholds. After you have been born again, sometimes there are altars that you need to pull down from our family and generational curses, the behavior that comes with the fact that you were born into this certain family. It's in the place of prayer, of warfare, where we begin to pull down those contentions and those strategies of the enemy. Secondly, it's for making, for making declaration and creating possibilities. Growing up as a new believer, I stopped at warfare. It was for transformation, but I stopped at warfare, where I was destroying the altars of my forefathers, the stagnations that I saw in my family, the patterns that I saw in my family, whether it's drinking, divorce, and this and that. But then there is a step that most believers don't get to: declarations and creating possibilities. Yes, you are born again. Yes, you are set free from curses, from the wages of sin. But then your life is not making progress, because you are not speaking things that are not as though they are. You do not begin to create with your words in the place of prayer. I am the head and not the tail. I will live in houses I did not build. I will drink in wells I did not dig. My lines have fallen in pleasant places. I will not lack men. I will not lack help. He says, the Bible says, you will call for help and men will come to serve on your feet. It says, the sons of Ziba will tilt your ground. This is speaking about Mephibosheth coming back from Lodibah. All those things are creating your future, creating your possibilities. I am wise in my generation. Those are the things that the believer needs to then now live a victorious life and being a beneficiary of the promises of God in the Bible. What is prayer? Who should pray? Why should we pray? How do we pray? Is it the length of the prayer? Is it the tone? Is it the energy dispersed in the place of prayer? Because prayer, says he, is involved in every religion. Even though it is called different things, others, they call it meditation, it's enchantment. When you are somebody who believes in other traditions that I won't mention, they will tell you that if you are bathing, begin to speak. That is also prayer. That's what I'm saying. It's prayer is available in many religions, but rather called different things because life is spiritual. Do not allow anyone say to you, "Ya zilenti ebzalwane bakho," ingathi you are taking it too far. Chill. People know where their altars are. Because now and again, life will ask for your altar. Now and again, you will face problems that your education cannot solve, that your connections cannot solve. I am sorry to say that even money cannot solve. It will ask for your altar. People know where they find their help, but this thing is a choice. That's why David says, others trust in chariots, others in horses. There's a guy, Nazim, in his song, he would say, "Baba ngwe ba tshepile dinuga, baba ngwe ba tshepile metsi, baba ngwe ba tshepile ditshelete, rona re tshepile modimo." So it is your choice. We trust in the Lord. Therefore, do not allow anybody to tell you are too spiritual. Yes, I am, because life is spiritual. Everything is created twice. First in the spirit, the physical realm is a baby, is just a recipient of the things that have already been in the spirit. Luke 11 verse 2. I go back to unpack this verse. Teach us to pray like John taught his disciples. The first request of a dedicated believer should be a cry for fellowship, intimacy. Show me your face. Because discipleship is when you get born again, you literally become a disciple. A disciple is a disciplined and a dedicated learner. So these learners come to Jesus and they do not ask for power. I mean, if I was one of them, I would want to brag to my friends. It's like maybe in nowadays, I would say maybe my pastor is powerful. I'm coming from a mega powerful church. And all I would ask for is maybe power and fame. But these disciples come to Jesus as powerful as he is, a miracle working Jesus. They come to Jesus and say, "Don't give us power." They didn't ask for miracles. They didn't ask for more money. They didn't ask for fame. They say, "Teach us how to pray like John taught his disciples. Teach us to pray." I don't know what is it that they've observed. They had seen the blind being healed. They've seen the deaf being healed. They've seen the lame walking. But out of all these things that they observed, they come to Jesus and realize that this man is so given to prayer. It means that the place for growth and transformation and possessing all other things is in this place of prayer. Teach us to pray. They ask for intimacy. They ask for partnership. They seek first the kingdom. They seek first the things that matter. Master, teach us to pray. Do not leave the master's feet to chase things that can only be found in the altar. Because most of the time, we leave the place of prayer to go and chase for things, to go and chase for money and opportunities, chasing things that can only be found in the place of prayer. Allow me to say, Ceci, according to the book of James, that there is a kind of prayer that produces change, the kind of prayer that produces power, the kind of prayer that produces growth in the life of a believer. What are the prerequisites of the power-producing prayer? James 5:16, Therefore, confess your sins to one another, pray for one another. The heartfelt and persistent prayer. I want to go and dwell on heartfelt and persistent. How does a believer begin to grow and transform in the place of prayer? The book of James tells us that there is a kind of prayer that it is called heartfelt and persistent. There is no hope, I reiterate, there is no hope for a believer who is not given to prayer. Building a systematic and persistent prayer life. Prayer is a lifestyle. That's why the Bible says, persistent prayers of a righteous man, they availeth much. Beside praying amiss, the worst thing that a believer can do is not to pray at all. But the Bible tells us to be imitators of God. The Bible says that everything that was written aforetime was written for our learning. Jesus had many times of prayer. Now and again, after a congregation, after healing somebody, he would withdraw to a place of prayer. He would withdraw to a desolate pray to do what? To go and pray. Because prayer is the only tool that births the fruits that many believers wish to obtain or wish to see. The Bible says that early before sunrise, he will draw to a solitary place and pray. What does this mean? Number one, a believer must have a place for prayer. In your house, at your workplace, in your car, I don't know where, but if you are dedicated to creating a persistent and a committed prayer life, early before sunrise, Jesus will go to a solitary place, usually in the mountain, meaning that in your house, says in chaos, it's not easy to speak to God. You cannot, I'm not saying that it is restricted, but when you are committed to fervent and consistent prayers, first of all, you must have a place where you pray. You must shut the door. I don't know whether it's the door to your kitchen, whether it's the door to your bedroom or wherever. But if you are a new believer or a believer who wishes to grow, Jesus early before sunrise will draw to a certain place. Have a certain place in your life. For me, if it's summer, it's outside. I pray at the lapa outside. If it is winter like now, I pray in my office. It's far away from everybody. People are already starting to prepare for school. The house is noisy. When you need to shut the door, you don't want to listen to somebody saying, "Hey, ngati kezi yaphela." Hey, you want to shut the door, and it is hard to shut the door because when you start in the place of prayer, you are still thinking about the day, you are thinking about yesterday, you are thinking about this and that. It takes time to shut that door, even if you are alone. How much more when there is noise around you? Secondly, early before sunrise, it speaks of time. You need to create, by the help of God, a strategy for your consistency. What time do you pray? Every time is perfect for prayer. But prayers are different. With me, I've got two times, depending on the day. The night time and the early morning time. When the phone is silent, when nobody is talking, when I don't need to be rushing off, what do I need for today? You need time for prayer. Not the, "Father, I'm about to go to work, please bless me in Jesus' name." No, not that one. The time where you sit with God like a child and a father having a conversation, heart-to-heart prayers, needs time. It is your responsibility, with the help of God, to make time. I know we live in a busy world. We live in a rush world. But Jesus, early in the morning, there was time. He had dedicated himself that early in the morning before sunrise, he would withdraw to a place, a certain place. The Bible says a solitary place. There he would pray. Time, place.
Yeah.
Sometimes we want to spiritualize a lot of things, but all these things needs discipline. A man who is committed to spiritual growth in the place of prayer needs time.
Yeah.
How long do I pray? This is by the recommendation of the Bible. When Jesus came back to the disciples at Gethsemane, he says to the disciples, "Wouldn't you wait with me only for an hour?" Meaning that the minimum time to spend in prayer, according to the Bible. Because now Jesus is now begging them. He's asking for the bare minimum. And he's saying to them, couldn't you wait with me only for an hour? I would want to recommend, because you are also a dedicated believer, you can go and do your own research and by the help of the Holy Spirit to find out how long should you pray. But I will recommend from this scripture that the minimum hours of prayer, or time in prayer, is an hour. Jesus says to the disciples, couldn't you wait with me only for an hour? You need to grow in your spiritual life. You need a time. You need time. Time this time is not length. It's, do you pray in the morning or do you pray at night? Secondly, you need a place. Where do you pray? There are places that are not conducive for prayer. You are praying in the taxi. You are praying at work when everybody is making noise. No, you need a place, your bedroom, your wherever, where, outside. Others go to the mountain, those who have enough space. They would go outside as far as a solitary place like Jesus would to go there and pray. The scripture continues to say, when they had found Jesus praying, they say, Master, all men seek for thee. There is no way a man who is given to prayer will ultimately not command a space in the world for his life and destiny. Men are always looking out for men of prayer. What is a man of prayer? The world does not know, but the fruits of the Spirit is what the world is looking for, but they don't know what it's called. When an employer is looking for an employee, he's looking for honesty, kindness, love, compassionate, hardworking. All those things are found in the place of prayer. When they meet Jesus, they say to Jesus, Master, all men seek for thee. Do you want space to be created for you in life and in destiny? Be a man given to prayer. Because they came to Jesus in the place of prayer and they say, you know what? Your lifestyle is doing so much in the world. People are looking for you. Because he who kneels before God can stand before men. When you go in the place of prayer, you begin to speak to a God who speaks to spirits. Most of the time, we want to knock in people's doors. I've got an uncle who is doing well in this place. I've got a sister in the government, but they are not helping me. Speak to God in the place of prayer. He says he's the father of spirits. He says he holds the hearts of kings. What you are looking for is in the place of prayer. The disciples followed the steps of Jesus when it comes to prayer. Acts 3 verse 1. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Persistent, continuous. They had an hour of prayer every day. They had a time, a date with prayer every day. What is persistent? Is to do over and over. Paul says 3 times I prayed. Elijah 7 times he prayed. The widow kept on bothering the king. Persistent prayers yield results. How do I know that? Elijah did not stop praying when he was looking forward to rain. He kept on sending the servant and say, go and watch if you cannot see a cloud. If you are praying over a situation in your life, do not ask me how long you pray. You pray until you see the manifestation of the cloud. For Elijah, it was 7 times. I don't know how long it will take for you to pray over that matter, but you do not stop praying until you see results. There is a widow in the Bible who she was a widow, and there's a tax collector who was coming to take her sons because her husband was dead. The Bible tells me that the widow kept on going to a king and say, help me, avenge me, because the tax collectors want to take my sons and everything that I have. The Bible says that this king did not respect God nor man. But because the widow kept on persisting, the king said to himself, let me avenge this widow from these tax collectors unless he will keep on bothering me. The Bible says, how much more is our God who is compassionate? If this king who did not fear God nor man could finally say, you know what, let me help this widow. When we persist,
in the place of prayer. The Bible here is trying to explain to us that God, in our persistence, will tend to us because he's a compassionate God. He said, if you are men being able to give good gift, how much more your Father in heaven, if you ask him for the Holy Spirit, if you ask him for intervention, if you ask him for healing, if you ask him for your children to come back to line. Fervent prayers. Heartfelt prayers. I spoke about persistent going over and over, but you can be persistent in disguise. God is moved by fervent prayers, heartfelt prayers. There is a book I'm reading, a very old book by a man called E.M. Bounds. This is what the man says. Heaven is too busy to listen to half-hearted prayers and to respond to pop-up calls. Whereby we come to God half-hearted. Maybe because you still have an uncle somewhere to call. For as long as you still have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C, your heart will not be in your prayer. Sure. Because you are still waiting on somebody to give you an answer. God will allow you to exhaust all your options. Mm-hmm. So that when you come to the place of prayer, you bring heartfelt, you bring fervent prayers and say, Father, if you do not intervene, it cannot be done. And you say, Father, if you do not do it, it cannot be done. Heartfelt prayers. Another quote says that it is better in prayer to have a heart without words than words without a heart. God is touched by fervent prayers.
Wow.
Heartfelt prayers.
Mm.
Passionate, zeal, seriousness, earnest, heartfelt commitment, and investment in the place of prayer that moves heaven. Jeremiah 29:13. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. What is the condition? When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord.
Amen.
When you seek me, you will find me. Yeah. But this is the condition. When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you. 2 Chronicles 15 says, then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And all Judah rejoiced on the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul. And he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all round.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Wow, the power of prayer, Bazalwane. Eshilo la umfundisi ukuthi have a place for ukukhuleka. And into ebalulekile kakhulu iba naso isikhathi. I know ukuthi esikhathini esiningi singabazalwane sinokusho lento ukuthi, you know, you can pray wherever la ungakhuleka khona. Yes, it's true, ungakhuleka nanoma ikuphi, kodwa akube khona nje isikhathi sokuthi, you know what, 12 o'clock midnight isikhathi sami sokukhuleka. And you know ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi uya kuphi, yilapho ke uzobona. Kwathi ithini leya quote, that one yokuthi umkhuleko, angazi ukuthi umkhuleko wenzani, or half, something like that.
Oh, God is not willing to listen to half-hearted prayers and pop-up calls.
Yo, niyayizwa bazalwane. Wow. Mfundisi mhlambe lo 7 minutes osele asizwe lapha emakhaya ukuthi mhlambe banemibuzo noma ke bangathanda ukuthi ba comment 0123341322 une question, une comment or uthanda ukufaka nawe uvo lwakho kulolu daba njengoba sibuka the Ministry of Prayer and the Word ukuze ke sizokwazi ukwenzani ukuthi ke sikhule spiritually emveni kwalokho zivuliwe incwe.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ila postola khona 24 hours a day 7 days a week kune voice note ulana asizwe ukuthi uthini mamdorothi.
Hello sis Mahleko, njani? Ngiyakubulisa.
Yebo
mama.
Yes.
Yeah. Siyabonga ukufundiswa ngumkhuleko. Yesh, uNkulunkulu muhle uthembakele. Na last week kuphela yasenkonzweni bengi-attendile besifundiswa ngokubaluleka kokuthandaza ngezwi likaNkulunkulu. Ukupraya nje without the word, it's in vain. Siyabonga Nkosi yami, uNkulunkulu uyasithanda. Ufuna sibuyele kuye ngoba kusisikhathi siyama ngalo. Siyathandaza kodwa akwenzakali izinto kuba sengathi uNkulunkulu akaphenduli kanti. We are praying amiss. Njengoba umama asho athi kusisikhathi siyalwa. Sibhidlize ama-altars, sibhidlize konke obumnyama obulandela impilo zethu nezemindeni yethu. But we don't declare after that. Sesidestroyile whatever. So sengathi uNkulunkulu angasisiza. Yo, hayi, asisize. Asisize kakhulu, yazi, asisize. Siyabonga mama. Eish, siyabonga kakhulu. For Amen. This teaching uNkulunkulu abusize sengathi singaba ngabalenzayo izwi.
Amen.
Asize nje uNkulunkulu sizofinyelela ngoba yo ay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you mama. So kuna ma benefits amaningi esiwatholayo lapho sikhuleka bazalwane nje obeshilo umfundisi ukuthi 1 it transformation, 2 warfare and intercession, uthe the third one yini umfundisi?
Making declaration and creating possibilities.
Yes. Kunenye message lana awusibahle, we give thanks to Mamurutika message of prayer. The main purpose of prayer is the conditioning of your spirit, and this is far more important. Prayer brings your spirit to a certain condition that makes your relationship and fellowship with God's spirit more real and synchronized with his will and purpose. Then you find that his thoughts become your thoughts and his ways become your words. That's when he puts a word in your mouth which you speak forth, and it produces results. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ah, usesibahle.
Yebo, yebo, sesibahle. Nginomfundisi uTriumph.
Hawu, ngegama leNkosi yethu, uMsindisi wethu Jesu, ngiyabulisa lapho.
Amen. Sikhuluma nobani thina?
Hey, uyakhumbula ngelanga lama aerobics lapha eDen Lane?
Emami Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, ngiyamkhumbula ubaba.
I spend the rest of the day ngihlele nawe lapho baba.
Ngikukhumbuza
lentshumayelo yakho ukuthi ukushokuthini ukuthi umthande uNkulunkulu wakho ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
Yeah.
Nangamandla wakho wonke.
Yebo.
Sizikhasa lokho sibukela ama Europeans lapha basijayizela, basi-exercisela kamnandi.
Yebo.
Awu. Ngibonga iNkosi ukuthi yakugcina kwaza kwaba namhlanje ma.
Amen. Amen baba.
Aw nami sangiqinile inkosi ya uNkulunkulu semuhle empilweni yami mama.
Hallelujah.
Hey, ngikulalele lana man. Hey, madodana.
Yebo, sikhuluma ngomkhulu.
Hey, madodana. Hayi no, siyagiphika lapho, jawu intawa lapho.
Yebo, mhm.
Silalele umlayezo oshifa ngalendlela ukuthi amandla womkhuleko nokubaluleka kwawo.
Yeah.
Yazi mama ngithi manje nanamhla enkonzweni bekuvulwe leyancwadi yamakhosi wesibili lapha ku chapter 6. Umprofeta mayethi abalandeli bakhe bathi le ndawo lesihlala kuyona incane masiyo kapi amadoka nje amapole sizoyikhulisa.
Yeah.
Bathi nase behamba baya laphana omunye wabo wathi wena umprofeta ngoba uthesi awungahlali wena hamba nathi. Bathi mabafika laphana lo munye wathi mayethi uphakamisa izembe uyakapa ngezembe lelakhumuka lawele emfuleni. Waba sewukhalela umprofeta othi awu lezembe futhi libolekiwe leli akulona lami. Uyazi umprofeta uthi mayekhamuka lapha wathi liwelephi lezembe leli liwele kuphi. Waba sewuyamkhomba uthi lezembe liwele la. Manje uma emkhomba ethule la wathi hamba uyofuna olunye ukhuni ulethe la sizokhipha lezembe. Ngempela ngempela uthe lo mlandeli wakhe maya buya nale stick esinye wakhomba lapha izembe lwele khona izembe laphakama labuya ngaphezu kwamanzi. Basa bayelithatha bajabula waba solithwala back. Kwaba sekuchazeka ukuthi abazalwana abaningi amazembe wabo awile. Awasakati amazembe wabo awile kumele bayowalanda lawele khona amazembe wabo. Siyemazembe thina bangcwele simazembe kaNkuluNkulu. uNkuluNkulu masikhuleka ngaleyo ndlela uzokwazi ukukapa yonke le nonsense engekho engafunekiwe emabandleni. Athethe yonke lenyakanyaka yenziwa emabandleni ingahambe ngentando kaMoya oNgcwele. Ngoba siyakhonza emabandleni sikhonza nabantu abangcunu abangasagqokile umoya ongcwele ungasayenzi lutho ngabo.
Sure, umfundisi isikhathi sethu. Hey, siyabonga.
Ngibonge kuzithumbu lwapho nje ukuphendulana nami. Inkosi ikubusise sesifate. Be blessed lapho khona.
Bless you baba, siyabonga contribution. Bless you.
Hallelujah sesifate. Blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Asivale ngothokozani.
Sawubona sisibahle no nesivakashi lapho estudiyeni. Thank you very much man ngomyalezo obalulekile kakhulu. Yeah, the power of prayer, you know, these scriptures are they resonate well. You still remember that when Anne was struggling to conceive and then she turned out unto God and intercede for an assistance, you know, so that's how powerful prayer it is. Siyabonga ngomyalezo namhlanje sisibahle. Aw, thank you Nkosi. Have a beautiful and a lovely happy Mother's Day today. Ngiyabonga bakithi.
Thank you Bab Thokozani. Sis Bahle and Mama Muruti powerful program. May I ask for decorations? Huh? Thokozile amen. Okay, decorations Muruti, do you understand?
No.
Ukuthi ina or bagatha ma scriptures, I don't know. Okay, yeah. So go 5 o'clock umfundisi isikhathi sethu. Nanga umfundisi sekafikile. Utholakala kanjani mongekho la emoyeni?
Thank you so much Sesen for all the listeners. Ngiyatholakala ku wonga ma social media platforms Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as Triumph Lubisi. Please do tune in more especially on my TikTok. That's where I share a lot of scriptures and a lot of word almost every week. Now and again I share something that can be very useful. Empilweni zethu singabazalwane. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Amen and happy Mother's Day. So phinda futhi sihlangane next week. Pastor Rayleigh Godi uyeza uzoqhubeka nawe.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.